Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network with our new radio station signal, 94.9 FM. 94.9 FM. Hello, 94.9 FM world. Also 100.1 FM. My God, can't even remember the frequencies. I've only been doing this for 3 years now. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Monty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You wouldn't know it by the way that I'm talking, but it actually is. But download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. I can't get over this whole issue here regarding the major disaster declaration. President Trump gave it almost immediately, as he should have, to Kerr County, Texas. They had terrible flash flooding, loss of life, a lot of young girls who were at this camp. It was just beyond horrible stuff. And I give all the credit for the prompt response to the president and FEMA and the federal government. They did it right. But why not us? Why not us? We had a terrible flash flood too. 9 people lost their lives, including a young mom and her 3-year-old daughter. Homes swept away, businesses and everything. It's been horrible. It has been weeks now since the flash flooding of the Wheeling Creek watershed. No major disaster declaration. This morning, if you just joined us, this morning, live on my show, starting at 7:05, I had Lou Vargo on, director of Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. Terrific guy. And he said, even as of this morning, no word about the major disaster declaration. Nothing from FEMA, nothing from Trump, nothing. And Lou is going to be getting in touch with the governor's office, Governor Morrissey, to see if they have heard anything. And this is really upsetting to me, I must tell you. It's great that Kerr County, Texas, got major disaster declaration almost immediately. But why not us? Why not us? 9 lives of West Virginians don't count for all that much. That's not a major disaster declaration loss of life. It's we need like, 10 or more. I mean, is that what it is? Homes being swept away, businesses, firehouses, God knows, the mess, the terrible, the tragedies. That's not enough? How many more people have to die? I mean it quite literally. How many more people have to die before we get a major disaster declaration like they got for Kerr County, Texas? And for this, and I cannot stress this enough, and I know that I'm the only person here in the Valley who is saying this publicly. There are plenty who are saying it privately, including many people who are out there on the front lines during taking care of all of the mess connected with these flash floods. The flash flood, I should say. But no one is saying it publicly, except me. Where the hell are our elected leaders in Washington, D.C.? We've got 3 of them. We have a United States Senator named Shelley Moore Capito, who is one of the most powerful people in the Senate, 4th in line, 4th most powerful person in the United States Senate. She is the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty. She installed her favorite nephew as your congressman, Riley Moore. We'll get to him in a second. She just installed her son as the going to be the U.S. Attorney for the First District in West Virginia. If you do a Google search for nepotism West Virginia, tell me how many images you see of Shelley Moore Capital. So during this terrible period where we still cannot get the federal government to issue a major disaster declaration, Shelley Moore Capital is working behind the scenes to help get her relative, her son, a cushy job, U.S. attorney, and she is running TV ads right now saying that if you vote for her, then it'll be easier for you to buy the kind of a pickup truck that you want to buy. How tone deaf is this woman? I realize she's the grand dame of the Archmore political dynasty. I call her West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. But you would have thought that instead of working to help get her son another cushy job or running ads to help her get elected again, that instead she would be pounding down the door of the President of the United States saying, hey, you got to declare a major disaster here for Ohio County, West Virginia. She's not doing that. I think she's still running those TV ads saying you vote for me and you get to buy any kind of pickup truck you want. United States Senator Jim Justice. We have two United States senators. Every state has two. Another Republican. Both of these people, by the way, endorsed by President Trump. Shelley Moore Capito and Jim Justice. Jim Justice is a family friend of the Trumps. Why is he not beating down the door of the White House saying, Mr. President, major disaster declaration for Ohio County, West Virginia. For God's sake, what does it take? 9 deaths? Untold homes washed away? Lives destroyed? Incomprehensible stuff. And we're still dealing with it. And still no major disaster declaration? Are you friggin' kidding me? How many more deaths do you need here in West Virginia before you care? 9 obviously is not enough. And Riley Moore, Shelley Moore Capito's favorite nephew. She installed him as your congressman. I warned you about this guy. I warned you about him. Where the hell is he? His aunt is the 4th most powerful senator in Washington, D.C. Congressman Riley Moore, United States Senator Shelley Moore Capito, United States Senator Jim Justice. Are you telling me that these three are so politically impotent that they can't even get the President of the United States, their fellow Republican, to declare a major disaster here in the heart of MAGA Nation? Are you friggin' kidding me? Are they incompetent or just indifferent? All I'm doing is saying out loud what so many people are whispering behind the scenes here, going, where the hell are our people? Where the hell are our representatives in D.C.? You might be thinking to yourself, well, Dimitri, what can I do about this? Well, I'm glad you asked. I've got some phone numbers for you. Write them down. And I want you to call these numbers. Be civil. Tell them your name. Tell them where you live in West Virginia. And ask them, what about us? Why haven't you forced the President of the United States to have a major disaster declaration for us, Ohio County in West Virginia? I'm going to give you the phone numbers in Washington, D.C. Shelley Moore Capito, United States Senator. Again, be civil. But you got to call, you got to let them know you're really upset and ask the question, why not us? Kirk County, Texas got it right away. They didn't have to fill out any forms, any surveys, none of that stuff they're telling us that we have to do. What the hell have our United States Senators, both of them, and this congressman, this useless congressman, been doing? Nothing that I can tell. Because we still don't have a major disaster declaration. If they were doing anything, it would have been done a long time ago. Shelley Moore Capito, United States Senator, phone number, 202-224-6472. Did you write it down? Once again, Shelley Moore Capital, 202-224-6472. United States Senator Jim Justice, phone number 202-224-3954. Once again, United States Senator Jim Justice, 202-224-3954. Congressman Riley Moore, phone number 202-225-2711. That's 202-225-2711. These three represent us in Washington, D.C., or at least they're supposed to be representing us. And after weeks of the flash flood that took 9 lives and God knows how many homes and businesses and everything else and caused incredible devastation, still no major disaster declaration from the president. 3 members of Congress, 2 in the Senate, 1 in the House. Shelley Moore Capito has enough political clout to get her son to be a United States attorney. She has enough political clout to install her favorite nephew as your congressman. But we have to beg her to get the president to issue a major disaster declaration? You need a stupid talk show host talking into this microphone to say what so many other people are whispering? Do your damn job. Just do your damn job. Again, Riley Moore's number, 202-225-2711. That's 202-225-2711. Jim Justice, United States Senator, 202-224-3954. That's 202-224-3954. Shelley Moore Capito, 202-224-6472. 202-224-6472.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt
but I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt.